Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach LaLisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Welcome to those of you who, if you've just tuned in for the first time to the Coach LaLisa Show, you have tuned in today, and you are going to get a spectacular treat today because we have with us none other than the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. I tell you, powerful, powerful, awesome, awesome, Mr. Percy L. Walker, welcome back to the Coach LaLisa Show.
Welcome. Good morning.
Great, great, great morning. I got your book. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God. This is some book, y'all. You better go to his website and you got to order this book. You know, Mr. Walker, I can't say it enough about the comment that you had made a couple of shows ago. By the way, y'all, Mr. Walker is our Wednesday show guest today. We let him do his thing, but I just got to say, this book is amazing. And when I think about what I heard Mr. Dennis Kimbrough say, that the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes we don't think we have enough money to buy a book. But let me tell you, books are so inexpensive when you look at all that it can do for your life. You know, $20, $30 for a book? I mean, come on. We spend more of that getting our, you know, getting eyes. I know some ladies that get eyelashes, you know, put on.
What?
Those things cost about $30,
$40. Oh, my goodness.
Just for an eyelash. But anyway, this book is powerful. I got it right here. Oh, my God. You got real numbers. You got some real, ooh, I love it. You got bullet points. You know, I love books with bullets.
Okay.
You know, and you got it. Things are numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do this, do that, do that. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You got speaking techniques in here. Oh, my goodness. Look, oh, you got this, let me tell you, this isn't a book, this is a workbook, this is a guide. It says it right there, the premier guide to discovering the ultimate salesperson in you. And we're all selling something, right, Mr. Walker?
No, that's true. That is 100% correct. And I want to make it, you know, in such a manner that people didn't want to put the book down because it was just chock full of so much information. And I covered the gamut, not just from, you know, sales, all the way around to how you must change your mindset and your mind consciousness in order to receive whatever that blessing is that you're looking for. You can't be the same person for the past 10 years doing the same thing and think you're going to get different results. And as I mentioned even last week, you know, when it came down to reading, I wasn't the first one to pick up a book. But now I have 101 million reasons to read because my knowledge has increased and my earning potential has increased. And I recently heard a quote that stated, if you're more concerned with the cost of the item or the product, then you can never see its benefit. And that's amazing. I was just saying that's amazing because there's some guys who, you know, we know are successful by the things that they've acquired, by the way they carry themselves and how they live their lives within, you know, this universe. But those same individuals, what they think about spending $100 for a CD set or $1,500 for a seminar or $3,000 for a membership in an exclusive mind group or exclusive group of entrepreneurs and other successful, like-minded people, they would drop that in a bucket, no problem, because they realize the benefit of that expenditure, so they're not really concerned with the cost.
It's just like a person who goes out and purchases a BMW. Right. They don't mind plunking down $40,000 or $50,000 for a car because again, their benefit being what it is, whether it's prestige, whether it's to they want to look a certain way or they have a certain lifestyle, it still has that benefit. So just the fact that you would, you know, say that and know to say that means that this is a book that people, you know, want to hear from you. Obviously, the show, every time you're on, you know, the phone lines are filled up. You know, we have people in the chat room. So we absolutely love having you. And I'm just going to move out your way and let you share what you have to share today with the people. And so welcome to all those in the chat room. You know, welcome to, you know, Coach K and Angel. Welcome to Tiffany, who is telling my sister that she faithfully listens to the show each and every day. Some people listen, you know, all different kinds of ways. It's more than just the chat room, and by calling on the switchboard, people can listen later in the archives. You know, welcome to all of the new people that we picked up that are listening in Cincinnati, Ohio, over the holiday weekend. We have our good friend who I know faithfully listens down in Tennessee, and I know they are an hour ahead. I believe their time difference is an hour. I know that much, so they have to get up even earlier to be on this call. And so, you know, and then we have our wonderful friends in South Jersey that listen each and every day. They follow the show faithfully. So I hope that at some point in time, you know, you touch on that commitment. And though it doesn't look like things might be getting better, that they are. Our wonderful friends, Miss Alicia, and, you know. So anyway, just take it away.
No problem. Once again, good morning to everybody who's listening. I hope that everybody had a safe and wonderful 4th of July weekend. And as usual, I want to say thank you, you know, again, Lalisa, for allowing me to share with the listeners. I'm not sure about you, Lalisa, but I know that I'm receiving a lot of positive feedback regarding our midweek inspiration. And it's helped me to provide people good information and also that can transcend them for the future and enable them to change their lives. And I really cannot wait until seeing you guys on July 17th there in Newark for the Empowerment Breakfast, you know, not only just you, but the listeners and also the attendees. I'm really excited, you know, the date is getting closer, so I just want to remind people of that as well. And all I can say is to our listeners, you know what, this is just starting out, but there's so much more to come. Stay tuned and keep listening. And also keep providing the feedback because we need that to make sure that we're touching on what our listeners want. Now, on last week, make the statement about setting your mind to what you want your reality to be. This statement is so poignant and significant to our very existence, especially given today's times and situations. There are so many people who are unemployed or underemployed. So many people are despondent and becoming desperate. I understand that many of us are feeling helpless, and a lot of us are feeling or have become homeless. But I think as long as we can keep our mindset on what we want our reality to be, we won't become helpless. because a society that has people that are helpless is a dangerous and toxic environment, and I don't want anyone to have to be in that situation. So I want to keep providing great information and great opportunity to help people set their mind to what they want their reality to be. And the reason I say this is because from the mind comes your thoughts, and the thoughts that you think become things, and the things that are derived from your thinking becomes your reality. So be careful what you think. And as I say again, just set your mind to what you want your reality to be. Now, in listening to yesterday's show, LaLisa, where both you and the guest mentioned how everything starts in the mind and how you can create your own circumstance basically based on how you think. And if you think in terms of lack and limitation, the universe will provide you more of that. And if you think in terms of health, wealth, and prosperity, the universe will also provide you more of that, because it's the universe's good pleasure to give to you all that you wish. We have to be very careful with the word I am. And the I am in biblical is speaking to the highest power there is, to the God. And so when you say I am lazy, I am broke, I am sick, that actually gives power and credence to the words that are coming behind it. But also if you say, I am great, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, even if you're not in that current physical state, but once you say that mentally, then the universe will start providing, as I said before, the resources to align those things in which you're using the I am to bring to your existence. Now, also on last week's show, I did also mention that in order to enhance your consciousness and to discover the limitless powers of your mind, you must overcome certain fears. And also I mentioned that doctors have indicated that there are only three real fears that you're born with. And the fear of loud noises and the fear of abandonment. And all other fears, believe it or not, are learned behaviors, and they could be unlearned. And most of them, again, are done generationally through stereotypes, dogmas, and superstitions. And we can change those thoughts and those outcomes based on how we think. Now, everyone asks me, well, you know, you said you had certain fears and certain things you had to, you know, get over. How can you get over fear? How can you conquer fear? I think more importantly, it's not just how we can do it, because I can maybe tell you what worked for me and it worked successfully, but I think we need to find out what is fear. What is this thing that has so much anxiety, so many people in an uproar over? I know there's acronyms for the word fear. If you spell it out, F is for false, E is for evidence, A is for appearing, and R is real. So false evidence appearing to be real. Great acronym. But by definition, it is actually to be uneasy, anxious, or doubtful. And it's a feeling of anxiety and agitation caused by the presence or nearness of danger or pain, that which causes a feeling of being afraid. Now, Coach Lisa, I'm lost right here. I would have been for certain that given all the crippling effects and the emotions that fear can evoke, that there would surely have been a better or deeper or more elaborate meaning for this word. Uneasy, anxiety, and doubtful. I just thought it would have been so much more. Because I don't think people really realize how so many people have inflicted pain and despair on themselves and others, all caused by this thing called fear. Yeah. So now, you say, wow. So in my book, and I know you have it right there, I discussed in a section titled called Turning Within. Your guest yesterday, her book also has the title of Turning Within. If you're looking for different results, different, you know, outcomes, you know what, turn within first, go within first. And in that section, it starts on page 26, but I'm actually going to discuss page 27, where I talk about the five-time Olympic gold medalist, winner, which is actually Gail Devers, and how she had to overcome fear. Many people probably or may not know that in 1988, while she was training in Seoul, Korea for the Olympics, she came down and became stricken with an illness called Graves' disease. This is a debilitating thyroid disorder. Now, it had threatened to have her become a double amputee, and they were going to actually remove her feet from her ankles down. Now, she's been named the fastest woman in the world, and she was now faced with the possibility of having both of her feet surgically removed. Now, that had to be a blow, a devastating blow. She was in her prime. She was, again, the fastest lady, you know, alive who can run, and she was actually going to do greater things. But this actually stumped her. Now, all she ever knew and all that she ever trained for was about to be lost because of this debilitating disease. And so here's where it gets good. We all have choices, and we make hers. According to her bio, the word quit has never been part of her vocabulary. So she decided to fight back and not to accept the options that her doctors had given her. Gail went on to win more medals and break more records and has become a businesswoman as well as an entrepreneur. Now, I would like to ask all of our callers today, when was the last time you were faced with a life-altering decision? What choices did you have to make, and what was your outcome? Because, again, we all are faced with decisions and choices, and we have to make them sometimes at a split second, where there is no foreseeable outcome in that moment. We just have to make that decision and also to stand by it. Now, perhaps for her, like many of us, the biggest obstacle was probably overcoming her fear and not the physical challenge that being an amputee would have actually afforded her. See, I'm sure she feared losing, you know, her limbs, but perhaps she feared not being able to walk again or the fear of limitation. Either way, you know, in those moments, she made a decision not to have her feet amputated, and we've actually been graced with her presence, and I enjoy her. I enjoy that she's a testament to what the mind can do to overcome any seemingly obstacles. Now, I'm not sure. Are you there?
Absolutely. What an amazing example of the willpower and the mind power. And how, yeah, that's just amazing if we could ever really grasp, like you said, how powerful our minds and our thoughts are. Oh, my goodness, we would be just every day, oh, my God, just taking over everything.
Everything. And I have a segment that I started some months back called the Million Dollar Mind Series, and it talks to just that. And it's not dollars in the dollars and cents that we know about or that we're thinking of in a tangible, you know, exchange of paper. But I'm talking more so about the mind and how we always have an opportunity to create million-dollar ideas. And you mentioned, you know, you've heard me mention about the barter water concept. There's the three-way calling functionality on phones, a million-dollar idea. There's, you know, airlines and airplanes and what they're doing today to generate additional money through fees. But that was someone's idea, either at night or in flight, that they implemented, and now they're able to generate millions of dollars just based on an idea. See, in the world of entrepreneurship, in the world of business and in life, it's really just 90% of, it's actually 90% of what you think and only 10% of what you do. It's the mindset. It's what you think about and you bring about that will change what's going about. And people don't realize that. They just want to stay busy and they want to do the moving and the physical and the grunt work, but it's really 10%. If you can just think of a better way, a new concept, a way of doing business and transacting business, you won't have to do so much of the grunt work or the heavy lifting because your mind will actually elevate you farther than your physical can ever take you. Mm-hmm. And people need to realize that.
Yes, thinking. Yes, critical, yeah. Critical thinking. There you go.
And so that's why I'm really confused and concerned as to why so many people allow fear into their minds and into their consciousness, because it just simply wreaks havoc on their lives. And if there is any other thing that has brought more harm to humanity than fear, I have actually yet to see it. See, fear wears many disguises and shows up in so many different forms and, quite honestly, has now become harder to detect. So fear is living amongst us, and, you know, we're using the word excuses. This is what it really is. I can't change it. You know, the guy down the street got robbed, so why shouldn't I be fearful that I may get robbed too? But when you think about that, you may bring that exactly into your existence, and then that's something you don't want to do. Now, I think the real reason fear has not been eradicated is that fear is actually, well, if you think of it like this, fear is in the social, in society is a great tool for manipulation. And I say this because it is a wonderful marketing tool. It works well in preventing others from leaving their comfort zone. Think about what better way could you control people without ever having to touch, see, or even talk to them. For example, if the callers can remember last year, there was a new strain, a new flu epidemic, and it had everybody up in arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Even here in New York, people were at their emergency rooms and at their doctor's office on a daily basis waiting for the vaccine so that they can get vaccinated. What struck me and my daughter at the time, she was 12, was looking at TV, and they had a commercial with a young mother with two kids, one in her arm and one by her side. And in there, it called for her to be scared, and she did a great job. She even used the word scared and had fear quite often throughout the commercial. But she was saying, I'm scared that I won't be able to get vaccinated. My child will get sick and die. What a strong commercial, and it affected so many more people because when I looked on the news that same night, there was actually a 25% increase in hospital visits than the night before.
Mm.
So that commercial was very effective in generating the concern and the fear that it was trying to promote inside the universe, and people fell for it. Again, if I can tell, you know, our audiences definitely understand fear is an ugly disease and must be met with a great deal of confidence and courage. And in order to conquer fear and become successful, you have to change your mindset and your behaviors. Last week, I talked about the fear of criticism. This week, I want to touch on the fear of poverty. And the fear of poverty is actually the driving force behind why so many are willing to do whatever it takes to earn a living, and why so many are willing to risk their integrity, their moral fiber, their youth, as well as their freedom. Now, in the pursuit of wealth and riches, to prevent from being impoverished, we've seen in recent months how so many men are willing to embezzle, be deceptive, use counterfeiting methods just so that they won't be impoverished. They want to live a lifestyle that they thought they were deserving of, but they weren't willing to work for it. Madoff and the rest of the bunch. And we've actually, as a society, have been directly affected, not even inadvertently, but directly affected because of that. And that is because of the fear, and people say it's greed, but it's really the fear of poverty and the fear of being impoverished and not having. And so just like I gave you a definition for fear, I want to give you a definition of poverty as well. And poverty is the condition of not having the means to afford basic human needs such as clean water, nutrition, health care, clothing, and shelter. This is also referred to as absolute poverty. I never realized that there was two sets of poverty. I just thought when you were poor, you were poor. You're impoverished. But there are actually two. So there's absolute, and then there's relative poverty. And relative poverty, that is a condition of having fewer resources or less income than others within a society or a country or compared to the worldwide average. So that to me sounds like the working poor. So again, there's absolute poverty, and then there's relative poverty. And I know we're getting short on time, but I want to slide this one in. Napoleon Hill, he states in his book, The Law of Success in 16 Lessons, that every person who comes into the age of reason must bear the cross of failure in one form or another. So we shouldn't be so afraid to fail. Now, he also goes on to say that the heaviest and cruelest of all the crosses to bear is poverty. He says that hundreds of millions of people living on this earth today find it necessary to struggle under that burden of the cross in order to enjoy the three bare necessities, a place to sleep, something to eat, and clothes to wear. He goes on to state that carrying the cross of poverty is no joke. He shares two ways to master the fear of poverty. And here are the two ways. One is that if you're in debt, first you must quit the habit of buying on credit. Secondly, you must adapt the habit of savings on a regular basis and replace the habit of spending with the habit of saving. So you just do the reverse. And you and I talked about savings on the last two calls. I gave the numbers of what a dollar savings would be at the end of a year, 5 years, and 30 years, as well as a $5 savings. Savings may not make you wealthy, but it will help you when opportunities avail themselves to take advantage of it.
And it'll get you out of debt, which...
it'll get you out of debt.
And getting out of debt can certainly be the start of something great.
Correct. I agree. So we have to change our mindset, you know, and I'm going to keep on the subject of fear because there's still so many other things, not just the fear of criticism and poverty, that has actually hindered us and prevented us from being successful. But hopefully I could touch on it enough and maybe the right thing for our listeners that would change their ideology and their mindset and to get out there and do the great things that their family and their communities deserve.
Well, you know, I tell you, this is why, you know, people are going to be tuning in each and every Wednesday. They're going to definitely be getting your book. We're about to close the show for today, and we so grateful to have met you, Mr. Walker, and have connected with you. So glad that you were willing. I mean, you contacted me and, you know, said that you would be interested in, you know, doing something on the show, and I'm so very, very, very thankful for people, for myself, you know, this, you know, topic, overcoming fear. So definitely you will be able to finish up, you know, and of course go wherever it is that you want to take the audience on next Wednesday. Definitely a motivation to understand that fear is something that we're all faced with, but we all can overcome it and work around it and work through it, and it doesn't stop us from doing anything except for the... So we definitely need to get more of this. We're going to go back and listen to the archives, Breaking That Bondage of Poverty, Learning Today the Two Types of Poverty, poverty, and then you said absolute poverty.
Yep, relative and absolute.
Oh, my goodness. What a mind-blowing concept that is, breaking this spirit, that bondage of fear. It's going to really help some people because there are people listening to the show who are on the verge of responding to these acts of fear. So people are going to absolutely love the show. So I've been getting positive feedback as well through Facebook and phone calls and things like that. And I know you are, and we want to continue with that. We thank everybody for tuning in today. Those of you who are in the chat room, thank you for, you know, coming by and making your comments. And the coach K is in the chat room saying amen and right on and that kind of stuff. So
right.
It's been, please, you know, you can go to Mr. Versi Walker's website and connect with him, versiwalker.com. And you can also contact me if you have any other comments or questions. Have a wonderful, 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 absolutely motivating Wednesday. Go out there, live your dream. Go do it. I mean, what do you have to lose? So anyway, next week you'll be back and you're going to finish talking about these various things that can create fear in our lives and how we can overcome them.
Yes, I'm here for you.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, next Wednesday will be just a few days away from the awesome Releasing Your Inner Power conference and award. We have Kirsten Stevens coming. You can check out her website. You don't want to miss this. She's Kirsten, K-E-R-T-E-N, Kirsten, T-K-E-R-S-T-E-N, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S .com. Powerful. Go to her website. You got to go check her out. She'll be our very, very special guest. You have Mr. Walker there. You have Miss Carter. You have all kind of people there. And you won't believe all of this you're getting for $25. You buy one ticket, you get to bring someone. There is absolutely no way you can say no to this. You're going to come with your notebooks, your pads. You're going to take so many powerful notes that you're, oh, my God, you don't want to miss this event. Tell your friends, tell your family members, tell your neighbors that they want to be at the Wyndham. Even if people, even if you're not going to make it, just because you're not coming, don't prohibit other people. Let them come. Because you know what, Mr. Walker, what I learned is that if we build up other people, you know, they may not be around us immediately, but eventually right. them people might be around you or your children. So right. we want to give out the message, not just to us and our closest friends, but to others.
Correct. Now, that's true. That is true.
Then your coworkers, send those people, tell those people to come that you think they need a little something extra. Those, these are the kind of places that you want to refer them to. Get that attitude changed. Get that mindset changed. I got about 80 people I need to be inviting just from the job. Yeah, you know, because we want people to change, but it's just like with our children. Sometimes they can't hear from us.
Correct. Yeah, they won't receive it. They won't receive
right.
it. They have to hear it from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's validated. And that's the gift. That's a great gift you can give, and it's free of charge. The gift of recommendation,
yeah.
the gift of support, you know, 100%.
Good.
So I agree.
Send your young people. You know, we're not going to be, listen, if we can send our young people to these movies and these concerts, believe me, you, we ain't, it ain't going to be nothing like that. So you definitely send your young people, 18 teenagers, send them to the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. Let them get this now. Why you want to wait till they're 30? Just because we didn't wake up till we were 30 and 40, you don't have to have that happen to your children. We're trying to empower them now. Empower your teenagers now. And that way you won't have to, when they're, by the time they're 30, they'll be giving away businesses.
Correct. That's true.
Okay, great. Well, it's been a great show. Thank you again, Mr. Walker. Thank you to all of you who tuned in with your comments. Please give me your feedback. You can leave it on right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can leave it on my Facebook page or Twitter or what have you. Until next time, have a powerful week and keep on getting up.
Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.